In the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Shin Chav Dalet, Sif Tes, it's talking about the halachas of preparing food for an animal on Shabbos, is on the bottom of Kufin Vav Med Aleph. Says Mechaba, Ein Levis Nes Agamel. What's this? You can't make a camel into a trough. Da'ayin Yesh Mechil B'yodei, when you feed it with your hands, Kol Kach so much, Asher Mechid Menei Me'el Ke'evas, that you're widening its intestines, its stomach, like a trough, like it's a wide container where they put all the food for the animals. And it's contained in the day, so you can't do that. And B'loi Dorsen, you can't press the heinous doris lemachal begrin, that you press the food into his throat. Lemokim shen yochal achzir, where he can't regurgitate, he can't push it back. It means it's going to go down. So that you can't do either. But you could force. You could force the feed. In mamirin esagom. Now regarding calves, you can't do mamirim. Avol malitin, but malitin you could do. Now is hamra? What's hamra? That's lamakom shen yochal achzir, where you cannot bring it back anymore. Halota is lamakom shen yochal achzir. You're force feeding it, but it could push it back, the food, from its throat. Hagos says Rama, but didn't turn the gum. My bosom, the halacha of chickens and geese, our kedin agam has the same halacha as calves, which we just mentioned. Says Maril. Says Mishpura Siv Kotn Chavdal in Avisim Chulu. Now calls out all these problems in this sieve is mishum turchiser, because it's overly exerting oneself, which is prohibited to be done for an animal on Shabbos, as the Sharetzi Nois Chav Gimel brings that from the Bush until Shabbos, and that sounds like from Rashi also. Or in the Rambam, the reason is brought because it's a gzera that they shouldn't feed them the way they normally do during the weekday, because then you might come to crushing the legumes or the kneading of the flour. So it's a gzera that you might come to do a malacha dairaisim. Simkon chafei. So he said, and neither could you do dursin, which is to push it into the throat to a place she'en yochal achzir, it cannot push it back. Min shetechel lefnume b'sabli, that he pushed the food down past the place where it swallows. Simkot chavav, and we said that you cannot do mamirim, you can't do hamra to the caps. What's that? Simkot chavav lamokam shein b'chulu. It's also a place where you cannot push it back. Now, mashma gemara, it sounds like the gemara. The choshein ma'arbet says behema. As long as you're not squatting the animal in your chalitch b'kol kach b'ayim, you wouldn't be able to push it down so deep. Umokim shech lazdu, and wherever you're force feeding it, it's still a place that it could push it back, and therefore that would be permitted. Simkot chavav zayin. Ma brought the tanagam ma'basam chulu that the chickens are like calves. They now push into their throat the food until they cannot push it back. That was this. Regarding geese, shemefat meisim, that stuffed geese, that they stuffed them. And it's normal in the weekday that they eat through this hamra by force feeding them. But again, which is in a place that they cannot push it back. Now the problem is they don't need it any other way. So what are you going to do? And Shabbos says you cannot do hamra. So mutalim lebi galud lam risin, you allowed to tell non-Jew to do this force feeding from tzar balchai because of the pain of the living creature, because they need to eat, and that's the only way they eat. Achle yamro isim kim pa mecha beyim, but you cannot do this force feeding only one time in the day. Afshar gin lecha shnei pa beyim, although they generally eat twice a day. Ken kaz b'shem b'shamo asim anayin test, that's what Rama writes in this true b'shem anayin test. Mashmur shem zanzik go b'deya dileke in Yehudi, if there's no non-Jew, shor hamro afal day saw that you could do the hamro even through a Jew, b'shem tzar balchai, because of the pain of the living creature. It's good to do it through a minor. Now that's in the Magen Bram, right? So Nesiv Eli Rabba, but Nesiv Eli Rabba Hechmer, he's stringent Shloil Hamersal the Yisrael, not to do that through a Jew. Like the opinion of the Mashal, who says forbidden regarding this. Nesiv Chaim Hechmazel, so Nesiv Chaim is stringent regarding this. The recently printed Ran on Mesach the Shabbos. Mashma Gam Kedaitem Kedasa Yes Kedasa Eisen. Sounds like Iru and Ran also hold like those who say it's forbidden, which is Sharatin Ois Chavdal says, because the whole strength of the Ramah is from this that it says within the Gemara Daf Kuf Men Vav, where he wants to explain is that even to a place where you cannot push it back, and they explain explicitly that specifically the place where you could push it back. Either Ramah asks, what's what the Gemara is saying, Lo Loke Belishne, so that the Ran already answers over there. It says, the Mishnah Berurah, Ein Be'Halacha, and the Mas Chabadin, where in the Be'alach, but he says, look at Mishbru over here, that he writes what he wrote in the Rabbin, the Chaim, to say it's forbidden Hamra through a Jew on Shabbos in all cases. Makes him say Bashir Bracha, that writes the name of the one of the Gedolim, the Halavai Loyilitu Lo'il, they should never do Halata, because they violate many Yisurim, and it's known that at times that causes that actually the food pipe to rupture, and they don't realize it, and he says, woe to those instruct, or when they're not paying attention for this problem in Kashrus Bachlal that could happen by doing this force feeding for the stuffed geese. Sifyot says, Mechab mutlid meichel b'fim shaltan negom. You're allowed to put food into the mouths of the chickens. Sifkot chabes says, Mishmur b'fim in their mouth, meaning hanyol d'makam shichon lach. That's a place that it could push a bag. Which, b'wad in asma shizachar Ramah mekan. This is exactly the halacha that Ramah just mentioned before. It's a little bit of a wonder to Ramah. What was he adding on with this? By making this reference in the previous sif, when it's explicitly mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, who he's the editing comments on the mechaber, that's just possible. It's just that one should not make a mistake with the intention of the mechaber, of the author of the Rabbi Yisur Karo. But I should know because the Hashem Atirin, this that they permit is lamakam shchon lahakser, the place that it can push it back. And definitely specifically mazar asher leilatatla, if it's careful then not to move it. Because the chobel lechayim hamuktzin, all living creatures are muktzin. Because now it's a mission chesed mem. I ain't shem. Look over there. Sifir alf says the mechaber ain loisin ma'im. One's not allowed to place water. Lemezayin is not food left in the devarim in front of the bees. Lo left in the shevach not in front of the doves of the dovecot. Bein aliyah or the dove that live in the on the person's upper story. Lo left in the chazir not in front of the swine. Aben loisin ma'im abazim tan the gum. But you're allowed to put food in front of the geese and the chickens. Bein by yosses and the doves that are live in the house. And also in front of a dog that their food is on you. So the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Chavtes, you not put food lifnei dvarim, not for the bees, but lifnei behulu, etc. Afil him shalai, even if they're his own. Kamokam still im zayin neisayin olav, their food is not dependent on him because the shchich lebedaber they can find it in the wild. But tircha shalav tircha, and therefore it's an unnecessary tircha, and therefore one's not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Sifkat lamna below lifnei chazir, not in front of a swine, because they're also deim zayin neisayin olav. His food is not on you. Because he's not supposed to bring up such livestock of a swine. Because he's a b'chashem mishpat, simch tov tes. It's not a responsibility. Now, let's say he got this swine for a debt that was paid up to him. Some farm owner that defaulted on the debt. Now he owns a farm with swine. But now you're allowed to hold on to it. So he could find to sell it for its value. Then nikum is in this and Allah says in Mishpat. Yeah, then it's cool that the food is on you. Mutalit namazin, and then you're allowed to give them food on Shabbos. Sivkan lamad alf, and you're allowed to give food lefnei kelev in front of a dog. And vafil kelev shid megal bevesa, and even the dog that he doesn't bring up in his own home, but you're allowed to feed him because the mitzvah tzas kam kelit lamazin is even a little bit of a mitzvah to give him food. K'mashem Chazal, the way Chazal says, Chazak Hashem Baruch Hu love that Hashem had mercy on the dog. Because his food is very little, and Hashem made it that the food should take a while; it shouldn't be digested before 3 days because he doesn't get so much food, and therefore it's a mitzvah to give him food. In front of a bad dog, it's forbidden. Just like it's forbidden for a swine, because you're not allowed to bring up a bad dog or swine in one's property, because the dog is dangerous. Yesh nagim, some have the custom to put wheat in front of the birds on Shabbos Shira, when we sing the Az Yashir. It's not appropriate, because you have an obligation to feed them, and therefore it's considered tircha shelo tzarich, which should not be done on Shabbos. Sibyut Beis. Mutlachol telas ameshi, you're allowed to give to feed the silkworm. Says Mishru Sivkot Mabez Lahachel B'chulu. Why? Lefishim is in the same alecha because their sustenance depends on you. Shein lemasha yochel because the silkworm doesn't have what to eat. Ki mashnas la'adam only what the person gives him. V'demel abozim talagam. They're very similar to geese and to chickens. But tilt regarding moving, him assume they're forbidden kishor b'alechayim. Supreme Gom just like all other creatures. Sifri Gimel. Ma'imid adam behemtoy. A person could station his animal agabe asab mechabarma on top of connected grass. Amalechashin shemitlish. I'm not concerned that maybe he's going to detach those grasses, those herbs. Therefore, you could station him there. But loyal gabe muktzah, but you cannot put him on top of where stuff are that are muktzah. And they should surukab because actually, since their prohibition is more lenient, so the chishin then we could search that the owner might actively give it with his own hands to the animal, which we're not concerned he would do when it's to detach something from the ground. Now, this is specifically regarding putting the animal literally on top of the thing itself. But to put it in front of it, in the way that it cannot veer anywhere but to go over there, but you're not right there on top of it, that mukta then would be permitted even by mukta. Says the Mishpura Sivkat in Lama Gimel, Ma'amod Mehemte. Person could station his animal on top of attached grass, and we're not concerned that he's going to rip it out, because the Izma Chilt is burning Mechid Lamadi, you know, it says that the animal should rest. So you would think, okay, you're not allowed to have an animal do malacha, so you shouldn't even let it rip out grass from the ground. Ksiv, that it says in the puzzle among Nuach that it should rest. That's not considered resting, but that's considered pain. The phrase let him eat from the ground. Because the Isur Chomer, because since the prohibition of detaching is stringent, bizarre, so the Jewish owner is going to be careful, he's not going to rip it out. Sivka Lamed Hey, Lamed Befenel, but you could stand in front of it, even by the Muktza one, Kibisha in Karbala Kokach, since he's not so close to it, like the Mech Shem, to be concerned that the owner is going to pick up the Muktza item in that case. Sivya Dal, Noit Lamaychel Malufne Chamor. You could take food from in front of the donkey, but not and put it in front of the ox. I will eat little of Nechamar, but you cannot take in front of the ox and put him under the donkey. Nishanimis Beridia, sure, because it already got disgusted with the saliva that dripped out from the ox's mouth. Then you're all Lechamar, it's not fit anymore for the donkeys. Hagar, Sudra, Mavish, Machmir, Gamkin, some stranger also, Peshamin, Behemoth, by all other types of animals. Likich, Livne Achas, to take from in front of one animal, but Livne Achar, Shainamina, to put in front of another animal, it's not the same species. That's the Mordechai Periktel and the Smag and the Sefer Trumas. Says the Meshvur, Sivka, Lamadbab. That you could take from in front of the donkey, but not and put in front of the ox. She'ena sure cuts by Michael and Nishim because the ox does not get disgusted with the food that remains from the donkey. She'ena meet little rear because the donkey doesn't put any of its saliva all over it. So call him a zayin. But from the ox, you cannot put in front of the donkey because the inroid lechamer is not fit anymore for the donkey. Raka the yatzchak only under pressing circumstances. The matzach b'chin, maybe you're putting in effort for nothing. Now, if davka lechamar she'enamin, and that's specifically for a donkey that's not the same species, who cuts the machali, so he's disgusted with his food, and they are real because of the saliva. Now, lefnesha acher shubina, but to put from one ox in front of another one that's the same species, ain't a cuts from there. He doesn't get disgusted from the saliva, but that's permitted according to everyone. Sivikot lamad ches, that Ramah brought some astringent also about other animals, that the velit lefne acher is to take from one and put in front of a different type of an animal. Because maybe that species is going to find saliva in the food. It's going to be discussed with it. It comes out the effort that the owner did was for nothing. Right? The not to protest regarding those who treat this as permitted. The Islam and the listeners, they have who, on whom to rely on. Unless for certain types, that's known, that their food becomes disgusting with the saliva that comes out of the mouth, and because it's going to be disgusting to the other species that you put in front of, then for sure one should not go ahead and do that. That is, we said, which is that you feed it so much until you're widening its stomach like a trough. So it says from Rashi, it sounds like that this is also talking about that you stick it into the throat to a place that it cannot push it back. But from the Rambam, it sounds like that since you're feeding him so much, like food worth, a 3 days worth of food, even if you don't stuff it down his throat at all, it's also forbidden, and therefore he removes himself from Rashi's interpretation because it was difficult to him as what. So what's Ein Darshan that you say in the Mishnah? But according to him, it's two totally different things because you're not doing it deriso, but you're not doing it lamakim sheinu chel ha'achzer. And Devi Maschel, Lamakim Shechel Lahagzem, we said that Halata is that you force feeding, but it's a place that it could get it back, it could push it back. Chedush Meiri sounds like a little bit that that's dafka by yad, that if you do it by hand, but not with a tool. The Maschel didn't try to get my buzz, and Ramos said the halach of chickens and geese is like the halach of calves. So he said already what the Mishmur says in Sepkhan Chabzayan. What are these doves of the house that they bring it up? That they bring it up domesticated. They bring it up in the house. Now this old tumah when it's his. That's obvious from the Eli Rabba. So the Bialocha, according to my humble understanding, says not so clear because since it's of a Jew and he's not eating from hefker, so just like it's permitted for the owner to prepare for them food, so then it should be permitted for someone else also. Which the Deirshu 22 brings that when a Jew wants to do a favor to a non-Jew who is his laborer. And to feed his animal, some zaman holds that's forbidden because that's not considered that its food is incumbent on the Jew at all. To maskal hachal talas ameshi, to feed the silkworm is permitted. It says, look at beisesiv, that is, you put in front of them grass to eat, and you scatter in front of them berry leaves and things like other like that. Look over there. It says obviously that the scattering is what makes it edible. Because if not, then scattering would be forbidden, as we previously mentioned. The word in the Beis was a little pressed according to this. Yes, you have to look into this a little bit more. And the Bichy Yisrael writes, to shovel from beneath them the leftover leaves that are dried up, even if they're disgusting, when they're not fit for other living creatures, if the silkworm doesn't eat on that day until you shovel out the leftover leaves from beneath them, and then they're in danger because of that, so then you let it shovel it out backhandedly, not the way you usually do it during the weekday, which... related to Dirsha 23 brings, to switch the water on Yom Tov in the bowl that has fish so that they don't die. The Chayyadim writes that's permitted because since their sustenance is on you, Shlomo Zalman explains that what the Chayyadim means to say is by fish that he wants to eat them. He's just keeping it in the water until it's time to eat them so they remain fresh. And therefore, on Yom Tov, they're not mukzeh, and you let him move them. But on Shabbos, the fish in the water are considered as mukzeh, and now move them. And therefore, by an aquarium with fish that he's not intending to eat, Shlomo Zalman holds that even on Yom Tov, they would be considered as mukzeh. The Maschal of Loigim and Mukzeh, we said you can't put your animal on something that's Mukzeh. He says, look at Chedushabik the Eger. So the Dirsha 24 brings that over there regarding placing your animal on grasses that were detached. So Rikib Eger writes in his Agoyas and Shachanach that according to the first Teretz and Tyson, Shabbos, that since at the time when the grass is attached to the ground, they prepared for the animal. So therefore, also when it's detached and not Mukzeh, only if they're on the other side of the river or something like that, that can't bring his animal over there, then it's mukta. But according to the second answer, Taisis, detached grass is mukta because he's not waiting and anticipating that a non-Jew is going to go ahead and pick it for him. Some of the dirshas, dirsha number 12. The Mishberber, the Eli Rabbi, is stringent not to do hamra through Yisrael. However, in Simet Shin Heis, Avkot Ayin Aleph, regarding doing havasa of the geese, he brings only the pinner Ramah, that if you cannot be do hamra through a non-Jew, you let it do it through a Jew, and he doesn't bring the pinner Rabbah another place that says forbidden through a Jew in all situations. Dish number 13, in the situation that this Tzar Balachayim and a loss, Chazanesh writes, you can be leaned regarding the Isra Mukta. And if a person not intending to move the head, it's just that by putting the food in his mouth, it moves his head secondarily, and this girl's holes, that's considered as Tiltam and Atzad, and it's Mutter, and it's only when it's intending to move its head that it should be in a certain state. Then it's considered total letzarech the baser, moving it for the purposes of something that's forbidden. That you're not allowed to do that. There's number 14, a living creature that the food is not on you, but this food that he puts in front of them and they desire is not found for them anywhere else. Chazanish writes that if you rely on the opinion of the Ran that you're allowed to put food in front of them at Dvar Michael, you don't lose out. So the living creatures that he doesn't have to feed, but he generally does feed them every single day. These wild animals that come to him, and therefore they don't usually go seeking anywhere else. People have that with cats, and if he's not going to give them, they can remain hungry. Tavachaim writes that because it's Tavachaim, you'll have to give them food on Shabbos. Dish number 15, food, his intention was to throw it out somewhere else. Then even without the need without feeding living creatures, Ishla Rabban Bachat says you'll have to throw it in front of the animals, and for sure, they'd allow to throw it in front of them if his intention was anyways to throw it out to this place. Dish number 16, if someone got a forbidden animal as a Yerusha, or he was hunting, that as he was hunting, he happened to get that. Shulchan Aruch passes Chash Mishpat Sim Toftes, and Yerudev Sim Kofi Zayin, that you're allowed to hold on to them and sell them for their value. Chamat Zashach writes, they consider also in Zayin the same love, and if he's allowed to put food in front of them on Shabbos. There's number 18. Mashmari to the words of Mishaburim is that also a dog of Hefker, you're allowed to put food in front of them. And that's what Shulchan Aruch writes. Rosh Hashanah writes that if he knows that it's hungry, it's a mitzvah to give him food also on Shabbos, because the pasuk can tell him, God's compassion is on all his creatures. Now, fish that are there for beauty in this house, Shlomo Zalman holds, they consider him as a insane or love, and he's allowed to feed them. That's been Rabbi Chamikinsky, but regarding a spider that got trapped in a trap, Chaznish, a mouse that got trapped in a trap, Chaznish writes that you don't have an obligation to feed. This is number 19, in a situation that permitted to feed a living creature on Shabbos, if you could give them to food to eat on Arab Shabbos, that should be enough for them until after Shabbos. Chaim Kesey holds that it is good to do that. There's number 20. The reason why it's not considered you're doing the action when you're stationing your animal on top of the grass, even though regarding how long some damage is, the Gemara says the coming up in the days that if it's a person stations his animal on top of his friend's pile, he's going to be chayim. The Rashba explains over there that the liability is because of other mamazikas, I guess, if the person is doing the damage. Chazanesh explains regarding the zikin, regarding damages, turns particular on this that you're causing damage to your friend. When you put your animal on the friend's pile of grain, so then that's considered as if the person is damaging. But regarding Shabbos, the Torah is particular not to put in the effort in regarding malacha of chol. When you put your animal on top of grass, there's no tircha in the malacha of tearing the grass, and therefore you're allowed to do that. This number 21, the situation that even if you're not going to put the animal on top of the grass, it's not going to be in pain. For example, let's say you could eat somewhere else. Shlomo Zalman writes, there's brought an Eben Oizer and Simchon Chof Chas that it's forbidden, just like it's forbidden to have a leech suck up blood because of Shvisa Behemtai, since if you don't put it there, it's not going to have pain. Now, regarding to provoke a dog to go capture an animal, Shuvas Avni Nezer writes that if it's in the way that for sure the dog's going to get it, it's forbidden because of machamer. You're causing the animal to do a malacha. Now, if the dog is his, in all situations we've been because Shvisa Behemta, you can't have the animal doing malacha. Now then, this grill holds that since the norm and the pleasure of the dog is to catch other living creatures, does not violate Shvisa Behemta, but there is a problem of tzedek for trap the animal. It's rather just like putting your animal on top of grass that should eat it, that's its pleasure and that's its resting. Shvisa Levi writes that since the person not doing anything when the dog is running, he's just inciting him before he starts to run, that's not considered as mechamer, because mechamer is only when the person is doing the maisa in partnership with the living creature, and therefore that would not be problematic.